From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. An arbitration panel has awarded $2.2 million to a woman who says her employer, Merrill Lynch, discriminated against her. The former Merrill broker says she was repeatedly denied promotions and opportunities and was sexually harassed by the manager of the branch office where she worked. The ruling is the first to emerge from a series of sex discrimination suits filed against big Wall Street firms, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The panel said Merrill Lynch had failed to train or discipline employees accused of sexual harassment, and that amounted to reckless indifference to the federally protected rights of female employees. The case involved Heidi Sumner, who worked as a broker at Merrill's San Antonio office during the 1990s. Sumner was one of 900 female employees at the firm who filed claims as part of a class action suit alleging gender discrimination. Mary Stoll is one of the attorneys who filed the suit.
Women were not included in activities at the firm. They weren't given the same types of help or assistance by the managers. So women would see men come into the firm, be chosen as a star, and then made a star by the firm, where the women were just as talented, just as skilled, and had worked just as hard, if not harder, and were struggling to compete.
To prove their case, the attorneys presented data suggesting that women were given new accounts less often than men, and that when other brokers resigned, the firm was less likely to transfer their old accounts to female brokers. Janice Madden is a professor of sociology at the University of Pennsylvania. She analyzed the data for the panel.
What I found was the women received different amounts of accounts than the men. And the reason doesn't seem to be anything having to do with the women's productivity, because when the women had similar accounts to men, they performed equally as well as men.
Some of the women, including Heidi Sumner, also said they were sexually harassed at Merrill. Sumner said she was propositioned by her manager, and when she and other women complained to Merrill, the manager retaliated against them. They said he passed around a magazine article warning them that complainers could lose their jobs. This is not the first time a big Wall Street firm has been accused of sex discrimination. Attorney Mary Stoll said Merrill was by no means the worst offender.
I think there's some firms that had a much greater problem with sex harassment. Certainly the economic discrimination where women have to run to stand in place is very commonplace.
Merrill has already paid more than $100 million to settle most of the discrimination claims against it. About 40 others are pending. Yesterday, the firm issued a statement saying the offending manager in San Antonio was no longer with the firm, and it said it had taken steps to award accounts more equitably. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.